For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The Marshall Public Library has recalled the solar eclipse glasses they released to the public from August 1st through August 12th. It has been determined that they have the potential to be unsafe for the viewing of the upcoming solar eclipse. American Paper Optics was an authorized manufacturer of NASA glasses. However, the glasses purchased from this manufacturer through Amazon failed to meet certain mandatory safety requirements and are now being recalled nationwide. Those who received the solar eclipse glasses from the Marshall Public Library are asked to dispose of the recalled glasses or return them to the library in exchange for a new pair. Also, if you bought your eclipse glasses online, you may want to make sure they're legit. Amazon yesterday said it's working to get refunds to thousands of people who bought fake eclipse glasses. Doctors say you need certified glasses or you could hurt your eyes while looking at next week's eclipse. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. The sponsor of a bill to reinstate controversial business tax credits say the changes in the proposed extension make the program more accountable, but not everyone is buying it. Greg Bishop reports.
The Illinois Chamber of Commerce and the Illinois Manufacturers Association support the EDGE tax credit extension that passed both chambers of the state legislature. Sponsor of the House bill, Democratic State Representative Mike Zaleski, said negotiations produced good checks and balances for the bill.
So if they break the deal, so to speak, we can come after them and claw back the credit.
Opponent of EDGE, Republican State Representative David McSweeney, said the biggest problem is that the credit is a carve-out for some at the expense of others, and the changes are just smoke and mirrors.
All that it is government picking winners and losers. Why don't we repeal the tax increase? Why don't we create an environment that is conducive to bringing jobs?
McSweeney said other measures to lower the cost of doing business for all job creators in the state should be the focus instead. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.